Die Folds waren das auf Flux FM und ihr wunderbares Stückchen Exits von der aktuellen Platte Everything Not Saved Will Be Lost Part 1. Die Platte und ihr Titel lassen es vermuten, Indie ist nicht mehr eskapistisch, people. Die aktuelle Folds-Platte will Aktionen vertonen und Aktivistinnen zum Handeln motivieren, könnte man zumindest meinen. Everything Not Saved Will Be Lost klingt nach einem Warnhinweis, der vom Schließen einer App auf dem Computer aufpoppt. Im Foldschen Sinne aber ist es durchaus eine Aufforderung an die Hörerschaft, schützenswerte Dinge zu sichern, egal ob man über Natur oder Demokratie spricht. Die Zeiten haben sich geändert seit der 2015er Folds-Platte What Went Down. So viel ist klar. Bei mir im Studio sind nun Yannis Filipakis und Jimmy Smith, die uns vielleicht auch darüber aufklären werden, was zu tun ist. First of all, I say hello and welcome to Flux FM again.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
How are you doing today?
Good.
Good.
We were in Amsterdam last night. We're a bit hungover. But we're excited about the show tonight.
So it's not like the atypical story for bands that come from Amsterdam. It's like, a little bit hungover. Yeah. Still a little dizzy.
A little foggy of head.
Why not?
Quite right too.
But you have the right to do that. Over there especially, right? You
know, we had a good show last night. Things are good.
Cool. Must be interesting to tour Europe right now. Like, it's only a week before the European election. Your record talks about stuff that hasn't been in the focus of Folds music until then, I think, because times have changed so much since 2015. And I want to congratulate you on that record. We like it a lot. We like the topics on that record. And we feel as if the Folds band is trying to get people to think about things more and try to maybe get into action as well, and to save things that potentially might be lost. I mean, and we're talking about like really important things like nature, obviously, but things like democracy as well, like 1 week ahead of the European election. How obvious was the fact, because 2015 was What Went Down time, right? Your last album came out. How obvious was it after like 1.5 or 2 years of working on new material that you had to go into a like political, maybe philosophical direction with that record?
You know, in the early stages of making the record, we basically just concentrated on the music as just musically speaking without thinking about themes. And then when it was time to kind of think about the lyrics, I just felt like the appropriate response to what was going on was to try and write lyrics that would engage with the kind of anxieties and insecurities and problems that we're surrounded by. And partly on a level of thinking, it makes the record more meaningful. It can open a dialogue with people, even in a silent way, almost even just from minds to mind. And I think that artistically speaking, and even in kind of a selfish way, I just really enjoyed taking the things that I find frustrating or that concern me and then trying to put them into beautiful language, into songs, and try to make something artistic out of it.
Yeah, I mean, and that's an interesting thing that you're saying right now, that was a process that was kind of like selfish for you, because from our perspective, or from my perspective, it's like a less selfish Folds record, because it's like it's about the world, it's about the outside world more than the inside perspective.
I mean, I was consciously thinking about the outside world a lot. I wrote the lyrics in pubs, and I was surrounded basically by peers and I was surrounded by people when I was writing the lyrics, so it was always keeping me focused on that. But I just mean, on top of that, I think also just on a kind of personal, I had a personal desire to do that. That was something that I just felt like compelled to do. So I mean, it's selfish in that way, not in a, but
cool. But I was thinking about that's a sentence that it's like, I think it's an important sentence nowadays, is the check your privileges kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
And I think as a musician, one does have the privilege to talk to a lot of people via your show on stage or via an interview or, you know, or via social media nowadays. And I think I have the feeling that more and more people do realize that they have that privilege, and they're like, okay, I do have that one song about my ex-girlfriend, but maybe, you know, maybe it's not as important to talk about that nowadays than to talk about chances that we're missing right now, things that have to be saved by our generation right now.
Yeah, you know, there's no way we would have written this record like 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's a response to the fact that the challenges that we face, they seem very large and also very pressing. It doesn't feel like we've got the time anymore, the luxury to ignore certain things. And I think if you're in art or in music, then your job is to respond to that. I think that it isn't really the time, like you're saying, it didn't feel like really the time to be writing love songs or songs that were too inward looking.
Yeah.
I think that you know, it's important for music to express these communal problems that we face, and it makes everything more meaningful. Because even like, say, an interview like this 3 years ago, we might have just talked about the drum beat or something, and instead we're talking about the things we're talking about. So I guess it makes it more valuable.
Yeah, and I do like the fact that the music on the record kind of like has a dystopian, not ugly, but dark vibe to it. There's a darker note to the music, I guess. And you just told us that the music was there first, and then you started writing the lyrics. So the idea of maybe talking about more serious topics has kind of like evolved during the writing sessions, or have you written the music with the idea, with the conscious idea to write about the outside world on that new record?
No, I mean, we were just writing music. Wow. And we wrote a lot of music, which is why there's like two albums, this part two coming out. We were just jamming.
Yeah.
So that's a subconscious level thing that's happening there with music. If you're jamming in dangerous times, it might sound a bit different.
Might go a little bit dark.
Yeah. Yeah. If you close the windows, sounds a bit darker. Die Folds sind bei mir im Studio. Heute Abend spielen sie im Huxleys, eine bereits ausverkaufte Show. Wir haben Tickets verlost via Flux Music App. Wir haben ja eine App, über die wir auch Tickets verlost haben. Da haben wir jetzt gleich mal die Sprachaufnahme an von Kathleen, die gewonnen hat. Und im Anschluss ans Gespräch verlose ich dann noch ein paar Tickets mehr. Via telephone. We've tried something new today. We were going to give away the very last tickets in a few minutes via phone. Cool. But we've given away a few of them via our app, the Flux Music app. People could send in voice messages. Kathleen has sent one. We'll listen to it.
Cool.
Let's see what she says.
Hey, Yannis. First of all, I wanted to say that I've seen you live at the Lollapalooza Festival in Brazil in April. And although it was almost winter in Brazil, you kind of extended the summer there due to your lovely Hawaiian shirts all of you wore, and due to the fact that you were playing your hearts out. Otherwise, I hope you enjoy your tour in Berlin, and hope to see you tonight.
That's nice.
She's nice, right?
Yeah, we had a great time in South America.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, Brazil, another.
Brazil was great.
Yeah, but another country where right-wing movements happen and democracy is in danger, obviously.
He's really bad, that guy.
Yeah, ooh.
He's the worst one, I think.
Yeah, well, he's one of the worst, definitely.
Yeah, he's up there, isn't he? And his policy to the Amazon and to native tribes and stuff in the Amazon is horrible.
Let's listen to some music before we're being too down, I think. But does that music help? I don't know. Die Folds mit In Degrees auf Flux FM. I love that song. Die Folds mit In Degrees von der tollen Platte Everything Not Saved Will Be Lost Part 1. Part 2 wird noch erscheinen im Herbst 2019. I really love the title because it seems as if your computer was trying to tell you, please press Apple S before you leave the studio because the whole session will be gone.
Yeah.
You've recorded so much with the band, it will all be gone. It's just like the first association that I had.
Yeah.
But then you're digging a bit deeper and you realize nature has to be saved, and we're the generation to save it. We're the last generation with the possibility of saving it, just a little bit at least. And as politics have to be saved, democracy has to be saved, obviously. 1 week before the European election, you guys are going to vote on tour, or are you going to be back?
Postal votes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, thank you for that. Thank you for...
Pleasure.
Yeah, I mean, there's this German saying, if you're voting is like brushing your teeth. If you don't do it, it's getting brown.
Yeah.
You know, brown as the color for Nazis and right-winged people. So I want to thank you for doing that. Now, I've read about the fact that the second part of the album is going to be more guitar-driven. Was that a way to divide those songs into two? Or I've read another article where it said that album or part one was asking questions that an album two is trying to answer stuff? Is that something that you could...
Yeah, well, we definitely like... We split the material largely on a kind of intuitive musical level. We really wanted to have a kind of coherent musical flow, and to make sure that the arc within the records were like correct.
Yeah.
So inevitably, the heavier songs kind of pulled together onto album two.
Oh wow! Because I love the heaviness of those songs already. So I'm looking forward.
Heavier, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot heavier, actually.
Yeah. It's more kind of epic in a way, album two. And it wasn't necessarily a conscious thing, but I guess one thing that I would say about the response thing is, like, album one and the last few songs, there's lots of imagery of fire, and it's like the lyrics are about cities being on fire, and there's a garden on fire in the last song. And the last song is kind of... the album ends in a kind of... in a defeated place where things have been burnt, essentially. Yeah. And there was something serendipitous because the first song of album two is about somebody running through the wreckage.
Okay.
And it's about perseverance in the wreckage. So in a way, it takes place after album one.
Yeah, cool. But you only did find out via trial and error. That's what I read. You had to...
Yeah, it was...
mix the whole thing like in a cocktail mixer and pour it out a few times and then...
Finding our way in the dark a little bit.
Yeah. But that sounds good. And that's... I think it was the first record that you've done without a producer, right?
Yeah.
So would you do it again? Is it an advantage to work without... Or did you realize, man, a producer would have told us to knot it down to like 13 songs?
No. I think that we don't... definitely don't regret. I think it was good that we didn't use a producer.
Okay.
Would you like to do it again?
We'll see how much energy we've got after the tour.
Yeah, but because it's a lot more work, right?
Yeah.
But I think it is. Yeah,
it was a lot of work. But it was, you know, it was worth it. And I think it's fun when you really lose yourself in the studio and you get a little bit strange. It feels good.
Lost
in
music.
I like to work the engineer very hard.
Yeah.
We had the engineer whose studio we used. We initially went in for 2 weeks and we were there a year and a half later. We just took over the guy's life. It was great. He didn't see his wife for a year and a half. Yeah, I was like, no, you can't go home. We're working more.
I love the fact that you seem to enjoy recording music. You seem to enjoy touring. You seem to enjoy talking about politics. But the thing they enjoy mostly is to fuck up guys' lives.
Punishing the engineer.
So this guy will not see his wife for 1.5 years.
Yeah.
That's a tough punishment. But it's a good idea. And I think... nowadays, where more and more people use the same software to record music, you know, and then more and more people go to the same producer because he's been successful, I think it's a wise decision to do it on your own because that's where you get to results that are your own, right?
Yeah, you have to make your own mistakes.
Yeah. And it's better to fail with something that's been your own than to fail with a compromise. That's
exactly.
Something that I've read.
And we have no intention of failing as well, so it's even better.
It's even better like that. That's true. So I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show. You guys have to leave for the sound check. We'll talk again maybe in the fall when album or part two comes out of Everything Not Safe Will Be Lost. I'm already looking forward to the heavier part of that double album. And I want to thank you for the music. Thank you for voting. And thank you.
Thanks for having us.
For coming by. I'll see you guys soon. Die Folds heute Abend in Berlin live zu erleben. Im schönen Huxleys Neue Welt. Wir haben die aller, wirklich allerletzten Tickets jetzt hier zu liegen, die ich verlosen darf unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000, das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wir haben Tickets für die Folds in Berlin. Janis, Jimmy, thank you, bye.
Thank you, bye.